listener production.
Hey there, it's Rosie O'Brien. It's been a horror day for firefighters, getting the call out to four blazes, three of which have destroyed homes. Two crews are still on scene at a Biwa property. They were earlier called to a Kurrumundi house where the fire started in the garage. That'll be investigated tomorrow. Firefighters and police are also looking into a blaze at a vacant property in Logan Reserve and a Crestmead factory fire. A commuter safety crackdown in Morayfield has resulted in the seizure of four knives and charges for two people. During a four-day blitz, police wanded 32 people and conducted 35 street checks. Meantime, Premier Stephen Miles has ruled out following in the footsteps of Alice Springs, which has imposed a curfew to curb youth crime.
What do you do if a kid's got soccer training that goes past the curfew?
Yeah,
Do you cancel that?
Two Brisbane councillors have voiced their concerns over political argy-bargy at the polling booths. Our reporter Dan McRae says the two major parties have both taken issue with the conduct of the Greens.
Councillors Lucy Collier and Fiona Cunningham have both taken to social media revealing the shocking behaviour displayed during the recent election. The Coorparoo Ward representative says it was truly a fight club. Her office window was shattered and she claims she was even physically shoved by a volunteer. It's a similar story for the Morningside rep, Miss Collier, adding she experienced physical attacks and intimidation by the Greens Party. Both are calling for change to ensure respect, integrity and safety for candidates and voters.
And King Charles will highlight the importance of friendship in a time of need in a sneak peek of his Easter message. Broncos CEO Dave Donaghy says the extension given to Kevvy Walters is a reflection of the coach's positive impact.
There's been a significant amount of work that's had to be undertaken, and you know, we started these conversations immediately after he took us to a grand final to extend Kev out by another year. It gives us another three-year runway to ensure that, you know, we can deliver sustainable performance and sustainable results.
And we begin the Easter long weekend with a blockbuster clash at the Gabba with Brisbane and Collingwood in action. The Pies just pipped us to the post in the grand final last year, 90-86.